Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Brian Matamore is here. Brian's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is the founder and the president of Matamore Group, which is a consulting company helping people put their best foot forward with their best ideas. He's the author of a number of books, including Idea Stormers and a brand new one, which is just now out. I mean, like in the last week. 21 days to a big idea. He's our good friend, Brian Matamore. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me, as always. I always learn something. It's always fun to be with you.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on the new book.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was this one, boy, I wrote it quickly and because we had a publishing deadline, and there's nothing like a deadline to get stuff done, right?
Boy, and as you I'm sure you agree with me, I tell guys when they publish their first one that it's the only time that you and I can, you know, it's the only way we can feel like a childbirth, right? Because it's as close as we'll ever get to childbirth.
Yeah.
And the baby, you know.
And as a multiple parent, I guess you get used to it,
yeah,
sort of. But
exactly.
But each child is different, so,
right.
You know, they
so,
each have their own needs.
So I've been talking about little ideas for small business. But I didn't. But I also don't want people to think that they can't have big ideas. And so it's not really either or. It's both and, isn't it?
It is, and I like the way you said that because two things. One, sometimes a little idea turns out to be a big idea, right? And you don't really know.
In fact, those are the best ones, aren't they? You didn't try to knock it out of the park. It just went out.
It went out, and it's because the market told you that you've identified a need that you maybe hadn't thought of before.
You hit a chord,
and it turns into this big thing. The other way you go is, let's get a big idea. Let's reinvent the business. Let's figure out a new business model. Let's figure out a new way to distribute our products. Let's get a whole new target market. All those things could be, quote, your big idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I should tell you how this book happened. I was working with the entrepreneurial students at Columbia.
Right.
And the teacher there said, you know, their ideas are terrible. He said, I can help them get their ideas to market successfully, but boy, their ideas are no good. So could you help them come up with, better ideas?
What was wrong with their ideas?
Were they
not real world enough? Were they kind
no,
of...
they didn't have market potential. The example he gave to me, he said, if I see one more cuisine app, I'm going to shoot myself. You know, there's 750 of them out there. None of, two or three of them are maybe making money.
Right.
And so why are you doing it? And so he said, can you help them come up with big ideas, worthy of their time and money? And so that's how this book happened. So I thought about it and I gave myself the challenge of creating a big idea every day for 21 days in order to, walk the talk and make sure my process would work. Turns out that's really hard to do it every day. But if you do it as a habit, then it becomes natural and you just do it.
What's the first thing we should do?
Well, the first thing we should do is get a sort of, I hate to say it, but a find a problem mindset. So, keep a journal with you anytime you hit a problem or a challenge or something that's rubbing you the wrong way or even an oddity, a strange thing. Just keep a journal of those things. And those will be the source of opportunities, entrepreneurial opportunities, right?
I like what you're saying here because, and folks, I want to make sure, Brian, that this doesn't slip through. I talked to a bunch of young people. I gave a keynote to a bunch of young people a couple of weeks ago at a college, and I felt compelled to tell them something. One of my mentors told me a long time ago. He said, you're not going to be successful, sustain success, if you run around with a solution looking for a problem.
I love that.
He said, sustain success is where you identify a problem and you create a solution.
Yeah, you know, and
the, only, the only people that I, the only person I know who could do, who could actually pull that off, what my mentor told me not to do, was Steve Jobs.
Yep.
And he's dead.
We shouldn't laugh at that. But
no, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that, you know, none of us need to think that we can beat Steve Jobs.
Right.
I mean, maybe you can, but it's a low percentage play.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So you know, so that's one thing. You sort of develop this entrepreneurial eye or entrepreneurial mindset, and the second big thing is to be reading with and reading things inside your field and outside your field with that entrepreneurial mindset.
When you say reading things, flesh that out a little bit. You're talking about industry papers, news items, talking to it sounds like you're getting into something I'd recommend to my audience all the time, and that is to stay close to your industry trade groups.
Absolutely, the trade groups, but also, you know, sometimes, you know, shake it up a bit. You know, I'll go to meetings of programmers or something,
right.
You know, with guys who I have nothing in common with, but I will always get a new idea when I go to those sort of odd trade association
right.
meetings.
How about this? Go to a trade association meeting of one of your customers.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better.
How about that? What if you came back with a great idea for one of your customers that they weren't going to see till next year?
I love that. I love that because, as we know, customers will often have they'll tell you what they need if you ask them,
yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, like, even all these compendiums of the best ideas and Trend Hunter and all these sort of trend sites. You know, I was reading the New York Times when I was writing this book, and they talked about the medical travelers, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, oh, my gosh, there's a tremendous money disparity here. There's an entrepreneurial opportunity there. And, So it's reading with that entrepreneurial eye.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking to adapt a new technology often for your world. You're looking to help people self-actualize, save them money, save them time. All those strategies, which I go to in greater depth in the book,
right.
are all triggers for these, quote, big ideas.
Well, and these are, you know, these are things that you're doing while you're doing small ideas, while you're creating small changes, small innovations. And I like what you said, though, as we go to a break here, Brian. I like what you said about letting your big idea grow from one of your small ideas.
Yeah, we'll talk about more about that.
Thank you. Brian Matamor, ladies and gentlemen. The new book is called 21 Days to a Big Idea, and it's available now. Electronic and physical copy, right, Brian?
Yes, absolutely.
Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.